Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 6th of August. US-China relations seem to be stuck in Groundhog Day, condemned to repeat themselves time after time. The cycle of rising and falling temptations is enough to start lulling economists to sleep. Overnight, we've had more of the same. The US has been talking about banning all Chinese apps from US social media on the ground that China having access to the latest TikTok dance meme is a national security risk. This was then followed by China saying there was no new Cold War and there wouldn't be a Cold War. We're not really in a bipolar world at the moment, so the comparison is probably not very useful. Markets should continue to ignore all of this, for the most part. In some ways, the cycle of noise is preventing more serious economic tensions from emerging, as long as it doesn't go too far, of course. The Bank of England's policy conclusions are out, and as with all central banks, it is worth remembering that this is a crisis that requires a fiscal response with central bank support, not a crisis that requires a central bank stimulus. The price of credit is not the problem here. US Fed President Mester was making the same point yesterday. The bank gave forward guidance about keeping interest rates low, which is not exactly unexpected. There were economic forecast changes as well, but any economic forecast at the moment is about as random as you can get. We do not know with any accuracy what is happening with the economy right now, so making precise predictions on that basis is just a rather dark form of economic humour. There are, remarkably, still people talking about negative interest rates as a policy option, as if negative interest rates would help the economy. Again, this is not a crisis that is driven by the cost of credit. Negative interest rates serve as a tax on the economy. Anyone who thinks increasing taxes at the moment is a good idea should perhaps open an economic textbook. The German factory orders data for June, which is dubious quality data, of course, was forecast to come in a range of 2% to 20% month-on-month growth. You would have thought, with a range that wide, it would be impossible for the economic consensus to be wrong, but in fact the data came in significantly above the top end of the expectation range. This just underscores that data is unreliable and economic models are unreliable in the middle of a pandemic. Ignoring the detail, on the grounds that it's nonsense, the general story is a good one. Consumers left lockdown spending money, buying up inventory from retailers. As inventory falls, orders will be sent to manufacturers for more stuff. Manufacturers will start producing more stuff when their supply chains improve. That's why we get consumption in May and June, orders in June and July, and production in July and August, unless one is on grand vacances, of course. It gives a third quarter economic bounce back. Just don't put any faith in the precision of the numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.